Okay there, moms. I hope that the title of this episode has invoked some curiosity, because today I am sharing one of my best kept secrets as a food allergy mama. This specific secret has definitely helped make not only my life, but all of our lives as a food allergy family safer, easier, and less time consuming. Wondering what it is? Let's dive in. And yes, you heard it here first. Hey, food allergy mama. If you're here, you've likely experienced the scary and lonely food allergy diagnosis with your child. Unfortunately, food allergy parents aren't taught how to navigate the food allergy lifestyle, and it's easy to feel alone and discouraged sometimes. But I'm here to show you that food allergy life doesn't have to feel restrictive, scary, or isolated. I'm Karina, and I'm a 17-year food allergy mom and food allergy coach at Friendly Pantry Consulting. I specialize in making food allergy life safer and less worrisome for food allergy families like yours. I'm not perfect, but over 17 years, I've learned a lot the hard way, and I'm sharing the secrets and resources you won't hear anywhere else that will help you feel confident living with food allergies faster and easier than I did. From introducing allergens, travel, navigating school, and educating friends and family, this podcast will give you the essential tips and strategies you need to help your food allergy child and family thrive. Welcome to the show. Okay, before we dive in, I really want to clarify that there are definitely a few not so secret and important food allergy skills that every mom and parent need first before you start using the secret that I'm going to talk about today. And these are the things like what to watch for with anaphylaxis, getting over that fear of using the epinephrine and knowing how to use the epinephrine, carrying the epinephrine everywhere you go, and of course, also label reading. These are essential life-saving skills, and they are required. So if you're new to food allergies or you haven't learned these basic allergy skills yet, I want you to pause this episode and grab my free newly diagnosed checklist so you can make sure you've got the basics down first. These basics, please don't skip over them. They are essential so you can keep your child safe. And I'm actually going to give you in that newly diagnosed checklist, there is actually 14 really important things to learn in this new stage. I'll post the link to that free newly diagnosed checklist in the show notes, and so you can easily grab that now. But today, I want to talk about a well-kept secret that makes food allergy life easier and less stressful. Not only that, but it saves hours and hours in your life. In fact, what we're going to talk about today has helped me as a food allergy mom in every part of food allergy life. That means everything from cooking safe and delicious meals, to juggling play dates and birthday parties, to navigating school, and even traveling with food allergies too. And honestly, what I'm going to talk about is not actually hard to do. It's something that everyone can easily figure out, and it doesn't require a lot of training or effort. But there is one catch. It does take a lot of time to perfect. So once you have this figured out, it's going to save you a lot of time, but in the beginning, you will need to tune it so that it gets better and better over time. So what is this mysterious and wonderful secret food allergy information? It's creating templates. Okay, so you're probably saying, what are you even talking about? What do templates have to do with food allergies? Let me give you a couple of examples where templates have been absolute life changers for me and our family. The first one, meal plans. Now stick with me here because I know that meal planning is sometimes controversial. People don't love it. You love it or you hate it. But I honestly think that they are essential for food allergy families. The reason why is they help me consistently put safe meal options that I know my family will eat on the table day after day. Meal plans save me time because I only go to the grocery store once, and when I use meal plans, I don't have to constantly think of food all day long. I know what I'm going to cook and only have to think about it right before cooking. Meal plans are templates that I use over and over to decrease my workload and give me a bunch of other benefits too. So another template that will work for your food allergy family, and I know a lot of people are going to resonate with this one, are the school meeting plan or 504 plan template. Now, I know that not everyone is from the US where they have a 504 plan. I'm actually not. I'm from Canada. But whether you have a 504 plan or not, it's going to be really, really important to discuss food allergies with your teacher and your school so that you can all work together to ensure your child is safe and included every single year. But I want to go one step further and put everything in writing so that you can have that template that you can fall back on year after year. So I started doing this when my daughter was young, and each year I would review my template. If there was something that didn't work or wasn't clear, I would revise it to make it better and better. By reusing that work and keeping it, I wasn't starting from scratch every single year, and it meant that my daughter was going to have a safer, more inclusive school environment every single year. Just like the template would get better, the understanding of it and the implementation of it would get better. Another way to create templates as a food allergy family is in your birthday party and play date RSVP emails. There comes an age when it seems like there is a birthday party or play date invitation every single week, and that's no exaggeration. So in this case, a template is going to help you become more efficient. It's going to save you time, because when you create that first template, you improve it and you're going to use it over and over. And you can make it clearer, you can make it more simple. You just have to cut and paste it and change a few details, which is going to save you a huge amount of time every single week if you get an invite every week. Okay, another place to use templates is instructions for caregivers. So if you go away on a weekend trip, let's say, your caregiver instructions can be a template. If you write it out on your computer and then save it in a safe place, you can reuse it over and over. And I recommend that you keep all the meals the same. So when I do instructions for caregivers, I would always have a meal plan so that things that I've already made and put in the freezer, they know exactly what's there. So if you keep that the same every single time, you are going to never have to think about, okay, what am I going to make? So you have the caregiver information, you go back to it and you say, okay, I'm going to make these meals, put them in the freezer, and you don't have to think about it. And then every time you don't have to remake that template for the caregiver, it's just going to be there. So all of this is going to save you time because you're reusing the work that you've already done. The next one is packing lists. And I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the podcast before, but our family are avid travelers. We have actually traveled all over the world to several countries in Europe, the UK, Mexico, Bahamas, and all over USA and Canada. And one of the things that I started doing quite a while ago was creating a packing list template so that every time I go on a trip, I just have an easy checklist that I can print off and use so I don't forget anything. And in fact, my hubby and I recently went on a weekend away and I still use the packing list. Since my allergy girl wasn't there, I could ignore those items, but it still helped me remember everything that I needed so that I was ready. I actually got myself into a little bit of trouble the last time my hubby and I went away because I was teasing him for not using a packing list because he seems to always forget like one little thing. But after teasing him, unfortunately, I realized that I had misplaced my face wash and left it at home. And of course, he had to tease me right back. But honestly, it wasn't because I forgot it. It was just in the wrong place. But it's a learning situation for me not to get too cocky. But the point is here that this packing list is a template that I can use over and over and saves me time because I don't have to think about it. It's that mental capacity because you're not always remembering, what do I need to bring? And I just print the list and put everything into suitcases. So I hope from these examples, you can see the value of templates and why they're so important to save all of that mental capacity, especially for food allergy families who have so much to think about in every situation. So let's talk about how we can create these templates. So for every situation that we talked about, creating a template is really just a matter of starting with a first draft of whatever template you're making and getting things down. It doesn't need to be perfect, but do your best to anticipate as much as you can in the beginning. So let's say it's a meal plan. You might want to put down 5 to 7 dinner ideas. And if you need help with ideas, start with your favorite recipes that you make most often. If there's a meal your kids don't like, you could replace it with something else. And at the end, make sure that you don't throw away the plan so that you can reuse it over and over. when you're starting a school meeting template, put the points down that you want to talk about into a file. And as the years go on, you're going to need to do more research and testing. You're going to see what works and what doesn't, whether the teacher was doing something you didn't think of, or maybe your child tells you a story of something that happened at school. And then what you can do is change your template so that it's more clear, more helpful for the teacher, and you can go over it again with a new teacher the next year. So each time you're making a change, you're improving your template so that it gets better and better without starting from scratch. So you'll find that as you're refining these templates, you're going to find that sometimes, let's say a host, if it's a birthday party RSVP that you create, the template that you're creating, you might find that a host is constantly asking questions. Or if it's like a school template, the teacher is constantly asking questions. That's your key to knowing that maybe something was worded confusing in your template. Maybe you need to clear it up a little bit. That's how you're going to know to make changes so that you can make it clearer and better as time goes on. So yes, templates take effort, but each time you make a revision, you are making your templates better and better. You're never going to have to start from scratch again, and you're going to reuse them over and over. And that, my friend, is going to save you so much time and mental capacity, because it just doesn't make sense to throw away all the work that we do every time and start over when we're already so busy as food allergy parents. That said, I do have an easy button for you. So if you don't want to put a bunch of time and effort into making templates, I have the solution for you. Because for every situation I talk about in this episode, I have actually already created templates. These are the templates that I have used over years and years of experience. I've perfected them so that you can have the best version possible without figuring out on your own over all those years. For example, you can grab my school allergy plan template, and it is a highly valuable, tested and proven template that you can start using right away without waiting or refining it on your own. Or you can grab my birthday party success pack, and in that you're going to find easy to understand RSVP templates for birthday parties and playdates. I also have really ideal templates available in most of my workshops. For example, the food allergy travel workshop has all of the planning and packing templates you are going to need. And in my 90-minute variety booster, you're going to get a month of allergy-friendly meal plans and recipes. So if you're struggling with creating your own templates, or you want to instantly lower your mental capacity, you can grab these now and use them right away. I will post a link to all of these in the show notes. So as we close this episode, I want to leave you with this question. What template are you going to create today? I would love to hear from you. Just send me a message over on Instagram. My handle is @friendlypantry. I can't wait to hear what template you're going to create. Thanks for listening, and bye for now. Before you go, Mama, if you love this episode and want deeper support, head over to friendlypantry.com to see how we can partner together to keep your food allergy child safer and worry less. There's no need for wasting time searching all over Instagram, TikTok, and the web to get the practical knowledge you need for your family. While you're there, grab your free Food Allergy Kids Empowerment Guide or the newly diagnosed checklist today. Topics are not medical advice and are the opinions, views, and property of Friendly Pantry Consulting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Always contact your board-certified allergist immunologist for health advice.